So it's the sixth take of Christmas, and it's another download which has appeared. I hope you're keeping up. You need to be listening. You can't listen to them all like in February, because it won't make any sense.
Doesn't make much sense now.
I know. So it's the sixth take of Christmas. Does that make it Friday? I think it's Friday. Anyway, the King Singers are back.
On the sixth take of Christmas, my plumber gave to me 6 wild geese, 5 gold rings.
Wild geese.
Oh, wild geese.
3 protection hens, 2 red turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
I can hear Hannah really singing very clearly and Simon Paul, who's not here because there's a...
Well, you can hear Simon Paul doing this, doing the lower bit down there.
Yeah, he's just making sure, just leading the choir with his basso profundo.
But I see, I'm definitely having to listen very carefully to which movie title, because I didn't... Yes. I said, what was that? And you said, oh, it's The Wild Geese, which is...
Wild Geese. Wild Geese! Let's have a
look. Was that Duran Duran?
That's
Wild Geese.
It's Wild Rice. It's a spoof of Wild Boys.
Wild Boys done, by Duran Duran.
Done by Rowan Atkinson and not the 9 o'clock news team. They did a Mickey take of Duran Duran, and instead of Wild Boys, they did Wild Rice.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't know Not the 9 o'clock news was still going when that's that...
Him. Anyway, Wild Geese. Here's a clip.
I offer you the contract to deliver him to me alive.
Where do I find him?
He's to be moved across the border and taken to an army barracks at Zimbala.
And you want me to intercept him and deliver him to you?
Correct.
Julius Limbani is alive.
I don't care.
Yes, you do.
I'm finished with all of that. I'm getting too old. By the way, so are you.
I've got Ray for Jarvis.
Good.
You haven't got Sean Finch.
Alan, what? Not even a hearty handshake?
The car just pulled up to the back.
I feel as though life was more straightforward when all our action stories were told by people like that.
That's right.
Speaking like that.
So the wonderful cast includes Richard Burton, Roger Moore, Richard Harris, Stuart Granger, Frank Finlay. I mean, it's quite the cast list. I'll confess this. I don't think I have seen Wild Geese since it opened in Czech's Notes, 1978. So it was probably 1979 when I saw it. Because weirdly enough... When I was younger, I wasn't a big war movie fan. I liked science fiction, and I liked Jeremy, and I liked, comedy. War movies I was never really big on. I was never really big as a kid on Westerns either, which is why it's really weird that when I saw Jeremy, the film I saw it as a supporting film to was Breakheart Pass. I did go and see it, however, because it was in cinemas and I saw pretty much everything. But I don't have huge memories of it. What about you?
I don't think I've seen Wild Geese at all.
Haven't seen Wild Geese. Wild Geese!
Wild Geese! No. So anyway, but it fits because it's got a goose in
it. It does, yeah. The only thing I would say on the subject of Wild Geese...
Wild Geese.
...is Fly Away Home is a really, really lovely film. And
what's that got to do with it?
Well, geese.
Oh, it's just got geese in it?
Geese. It's okay. Got geese. And they have to fly away home... And they have to be led by, I think it's Anna Paquin, in a glider. Remember this? Because the geese can't find their way home. They have to be... Because they're lost.
Why are they lost?
Because they followed Bonnie Tyler to France.
Oh, okay.
So they're
They've
lost.
They've been eating all those ants again.
Exactly. So they're lost, and they have... And this is based on a true story. This actually really did happen. In order to lead the geese back home... Somebody designed a glider.
Roger Moore.
Moore didn't do it. That looked a bit like a goose. I'm not making this up. This is absolutely true.
A glider and that looked like a goose.
Fly away. No, yes, that made them think that they were following a... It is definitely Anna Paquin. I'm not going mad.
Was it the glider that flew out of Colditz?
Fly Away Home dramatizes the actual experience of Bill Lishman, who in 1986 started training Canada geese to follow his ultralight aircraft and succeeded in leading their migration in 1993 through his program Operation Migration. So it's a real thing. And in the film, Anna Paquin's got this thing, this glider, you know, whatever it is. And here's the connection.
It's a glider.
Yeah.
Yeah. You say a glider or whatever it is. So it's a glider.
Yeah, but it appears to have a motor.
Oh, it's a plane then.
No, it's not a plane. Look, there's a picture of it there.
It's a glider with a motor.
Oh, for heaven's sake. Hang on, I'm going to show
doesn't
you.
Doesn't matter, doesn't matter.
No, but here's the connection, all right? The glider that they use in the film was designed by the same guy who designed the Wicker Man.
Right. But Wild Geese.
Wild Geese.
Is what we've been talking about.
I know, but I'm just, look, there. There, look, there you go. That's the...
What? You're just showing me a thing that says
that's
fly
the thing,
away
no, it's, yeah, but look at the glider with the thing. And look at the trailer there with the geese.
But this is a radio item.
I'm showing it to you because there we go.
Good. Well, that was kind of avant-garde, I think. Wild Geese is,
Wild
what,
geese.
Is what we were talking about. Join us for a seventh take
if you can,
tomorrow.
If you can bear it.